أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. With the death anniversary of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fast approaching on the 28th of Safar, I'd like to look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will look at historical accounts and try and sort of put it together in a way where we are able to relate it to our lives. Now, Rasulullah lived for 63 years. So I'd like to divide his life into four sections. The first section will be from birth to 40 years of age, which we will title Birth to Ba'that. This is a period in the life of the Prophet where he spent a lot of his time meditating, a lot of his time thinking. And we find historical references to the cave of Hira in Jabal al-Nur in the Mountain of Light. And therefore, in relation to ourselves, I'd like to title this section of his life as learning. And we'll talk about it once we've looked at the historical aspects. The second section I'll call Ba'that to Hijra, which is from the age of 40 to 53 years. Now, this is when the Prophet announces the concept of monotheism, the concept of one God, and him as the messenger of God. And we find that those around him who respected him so much had recognized the traits of being truthful and one who was trustworthy, suddenly turn against him. The difficult times, they cannot accept the change, the paradigm shift that this young man is bringing. And this was a period in Makkah of 13 years, very difficult 13 years. We'll put that as living, because once we've learnt who we are, what our goal in life is, who we are, then to live, to be true to ourselves is this period of time, and we take lessons from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The third section I will put down is Hijra to Wafat, which is migration to Medina to Wafat, and we'll classify that as leadership. Now, this was when the Prophet was 53 to his wafat when he was 63. And this is when he built an ummah. He actually built a whole society and taught us how to be able to do this. We learned so much from this period of time. And finally, the fourth section I will title as legacy, because this is from his wafat, from his death date, till Qiyamah. And we find that he leaves behind two major sources, which he calls Hadith al-Thaqalain. On the way back from the feral pilgrimage at a place called Ghadir, he says, "It seems the time has approached when I shall be called away by Allah and I shall answer that call. I am leaving for you two precious things, and if you adhere to them both, you will never go astray after me. They are the Book of Allah, the Qur'an, and my progeny, that is my Ahlul Bayt. The two shall never separate from each other until they come to me by the pool of Jannah." So we'll look at that period as well and see if we can expound on it.
Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who do the ittiba', who follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.